Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 31. Jesus said, "Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. O Lord, again this morning, we come before you as humble as I know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you, dear Lord, for the revival that we've enjoyed. And thank you, Father, for your Son and for his saving grace. Father, I thank you this morning for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We ask you, God, that you'd grant us, Lord, the need. We pray now that you'd go with us in the service and give us the words that we need to say. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. And give us power one more time, Lord, to proclaim your word. We ask you now to go with us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning on the kingdom of God. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes on the kingdom of God. Now, for just a little while this morning, I want to talk to us on spiritual things from the kingdom of God. Now, I realize that when we're saved by the grace of God, that it's revealed to us that we have two natures now in us, in one person. We have a natural man and a spiritual man. We know that according to the Word of God, but also by experience. We know that something else has happened to us, that there had someone had moved in our heart when we were saved. We were no longer the same. That we have somebody with us all the time. That's the Holy Ghost. He's on the inside. And that's the spiritual that's revealed unto us, the heavenly things that we are experienced from time to time. I don't believe we can know everything about the spiritual realm until we get home to be with the Lord. Jesus makes mention of some things here concerning this spiritual realm. He talks about, first of all, in verse number 19, about a treasure that is found in that spiritual realm. Amen. There's a treasure beyond this world that is found in that spiritual realm. Amen. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." He said, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal." And then he comes down and said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And so he divides the treasures here. He talks about the treasures that we found in the natural realm. And how the treasures down here are temporal. They're not eternal. They're natural. They're not spiritual. According to Jesus, he said, they're not spiritual. He said, because they're not spiritual, we have the moth and rust and the thieves to contend with the treasures down here. They last for just a moment, and then they're gone, according to Jesus. But then he says that there's another treasure. He said there's a treasure that needs to be laid up in heaven. Amen. Now that's in the spiritual realm. And he says in that place, he said there's neither moth nor rust nor thieves can get to that treasure. Is what he says in that spiritual kingdom. And he said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, he's turning our heart to the treasures that's spiritual, not to the things that's natural. To a Christian this morning, those treasures that are laid up for us, the Bible tells us that our hearts can be tuned to them. He said, where your heart is, he said, where your treasures is, he said, there your heart's going to be also.
There are many Christians today that pile up treasures here on earth only to find themselves miserable to tend to them. But then there's a treasure that we find. Thank God that we can lay up in heaven, and those treasures are spiritual treasures. Amen. You remember what he said about the rich man that fared sumptuously every day. The Bible said he had barns, and he built bigger barns. He tore down those barns and built bigger barns. And he said he laid up treasures for many years. And then he said, so take thine ease. He had everything he thought that would last him and probably would have lasted him here. But they did not last him over there. And the Bible said at midnight that there was a cry had been made there. That the Bible said, tonight, now, tonight, your soul will be required of thee. And then he said, who shall all these things be? And then he comes down and says, that's how it is towards all men, my friend, who is not rich toward God. The richness in the spiritual realm will not be found in the natural. It's only found in God. Amen. We can lay up treasures on the other side. But then he talks about not only the treasure, but then he comes down and talks about this service. He says in verse number 24, he said he talks about a conflict that's in this service. He said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And he said, you cannot serve God and mammon. He said, there's a conflict now of the two masters. There's the natural man and the spiritual man. And he says, now there's two masters here. We're going to either serve in the natural or we're going to serve in the spiritual. But you can't be happy and find joy, amen, in trying to have one foot in the world and one foot in the church and trying to worship God on the one hand and serve in the world in the other hand. There has to be a commitment there. And there's a conflict of interest when we talk about the masters. But there's an interest there that is going to be the one that will win over. Which one are we interested in? Amen. Are we interested in the natural man? Or are we interested in the spiritual realm? Amen. There's a conflict there. Paul calls it a warfare. It's constantly on the inside of us, warring against the other. You remember in the Bible when Jacob and Esau was born. You remember that their mother said that there's something going on the inside of me. That you remember there was something troubling her on the inside. And that's where the trouble is today. It's on the inside because there's such a conflict there of service. Who are we going to serve? You can't serve God and the world. Amen. You'll love the one and you'll hate the other, or you'll stay with one and you'll leave the other. And Jesus says in the kingdom of God, he said, serve him. Amen. He's worthy of service today. But then there's the issue of trust. Who are you going to trust? Then in the natural man or the spiritual man here? Are you going to trust how the Bible said in verse number 25? He said, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. He said, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet your body. He said, what ye shall put on, is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? And he goes down in the scriptures and he begins to expound upon the issue of trusting. Who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust in yourselves, or are you going to trust in God? And amen, I'm glad that the Lord is able, and I said it before, to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. I'm glad that God's able to take care of his own. Amen. David said that God's always taking care of me. He said, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen God's people forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And so we know that God takes care of his own. Jesus told, as he was praying to the Father, he said, I've never lost one of them. But about Judas? And he said, he was a devil from the start. And so now, he said, nobody has ever plucked them out of my hand. They said, nor out of my Father's hands. And this morning, we're going to have to trust the Lord. Amen. For every bit of our being today. And that we put our trust in God. He's able this morning. He said that if he can take care of the sparrow, he can take care of you. He said, look at the lily. He said, in the valley. He said, look at it. He said, he clothed the lilies of the field. How much more does our Heavenly Father love you this morning? Trust in him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. In the spiritual. And now he comes down then in verse number 33. And he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's talking to a people, I'm sure, that had in their minds, in their only thoughts they had was their goal for their own self and their own self-righteousness and their own kingdom and their own lives. But he was trying to get them to see something bigger and something much better for them. Is the spiritual realm in life. I want to tell you, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Hallelujah. When we get in the Holy Ghost, filled by his Spirit, it's like nothing else. I've been drunk on this world's liquor before. And I've been drunk on the Holy Ghost before. And being drunk on the Spirit of God don't even compare to when you lose your mind off the liquors of this world. I heard Brother Lester Roloff tell a man one time how the man was talking about drinking. And he said there was nothing wrong with drinking, what the man told him. He said, sir, he said, when you get drunk, he said, you lose your mind. You get out of your mind. You lose your mind. He said, but when I get filled in the Holy Ghost, he said, my mind's still in control. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that the Holy Ghost, that spiritual realm, amen, will strengthen ourselves today. Amen. Notice this kingdom. He says, in this kingdom, is to be sought after first. Amen. It is to have first priority in all of our getting. Find the kingdom of God. Seek after it. Amen. Follow after it until you find it. It's the pearl of great price. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the kingdom of God. The Bible said it cometh not with observation. He said, if my subjects were of a kingdom that you could be observed and could fight, he said, they would fight. He said, but this is not like any other kingdom. He said, this is a spiritual kingdom, and seek after it first. Amen. Find it first. Amen. I tell you, I never knew it existed till after I got saved. After I got saved, I found out the kingdom of God is within men. Is within us when we're saved, the revelation of that kingdom. And I'm a part of it. Jesus is the King. And I'm a part of that kingdom. He said, seek it first. Amen. Seek it first. And he said, these other things would be added unto you. But then he comes down and he said, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I want to tell you, his righteousness. Amen. Seek after that. First in your life, the righteousness of God. It's the purity that you find in the spiritual realm. This old natural man is sinful. It's sinful flesh. It loves sin. Even after I got saved, I find out I have to battle it all the time with the sins of this world and the temptations of it. Amen. It always battles after this flesh. I want to tell you how before I was saved, how the natural man was dead in trespasses and sin. All the time sinning with no way out, with no help and no power to save myself. But then after we got saved by the grace of God, the righteousness of God was imputed upon us by faith. Amen. And now when I... When sees me. He doesn't see that old natural, sinful man, but he sees Christ and all his righteousness imputed unto me. Hallelujah. And I stand in the presence of God, a holy man. Seek God first and his righteousness. It's pure, it's holy. For without holiness, no man shall see God. Amen. He said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. Amen. We strive for perfection. How Paul said, for us to strive, how to be perfect. How this old flesh one day is going to go back to the earth where it came from. But that's inside is perfect. Amen. It cannot sin, will not sin. And it's going home to be with the Heavenly Father forever and ever, to dwell forever in the kingdom of God. Spiritual kingdom. Amen. Now I know there's some of the belief that this kingdom's going to come from heaven down to this earth and be set up, and Christ is going to rule with an iron rod, and he's going to set in order whatever he's going to set in order. I understand where they're coming from, but they missed it. I believe they missed it. Amen. They're not seeing the kingdom of God, nor perceiving it out of their heart and out of their mind on the spiritual realm. The natural man would love to see an almighty kingdom set up on this world where peace on earth could be here forever and ever. I'm satisfied. I'll be honest with you. I'd love to see peace on this earth forever. Wouldn't you? I'd love to see the lion laying down with the lamb. I'd love to see everybody living in harmony while we're here on this earth. What a blessing it would be. If I was needing a car, I could just go down to the place and get a car. Wouldn't cost me a dime. If you needed a room put on your house, there'd be carpenters come, put the room on your house. Wouldn't that be a blessing to live in a utopia down here? But I'm going to a place, thank God, one day that's not natural, it's spiritual. Thank God, in the Bible said, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Bible said, this earth and the heavens will be destroyed, and the new earth will take place, wherein dwelleth the righteousness of God, the kingdom of God. It's pure, amen. But then he said, with this kingdom comes a promise. He said, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. When an individual is pressed into the kingdom of God, he takes care of his people. The food, the clothes, the shelter, the things that the natural man needs here. When we trust God, he knows we have need of those things. What he said, he knows we have need of all those things, and so he supplies for us those needs. Amen. But then he said, what we ask for, he'll give it to us. He said, what we're going to ask for, he said, he gives it to us. This kingdom comes with that promise. I've never felt alone since the Lord saved me. Never felt alone since the Lord saved me. You've never pulled up under an empty table. We've never been under a roof where we could look up and see the stars shining on up above us. We've never been a place where we froze to death nor burned up. God has always supplied every need when we'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added unto us. There's a priority in this kingdom. There is that first. There's that righteous living. I believe that's why Jesus preached this Sermon on the Mount, was to tell them folks that there's a new sheriff in town. Amen. There's a new sheriff in town, and that he aims to come and set in order what has been destroyed in the hearts and the lives of men. Isn't it good? Don't it feel good when you do good? When you do right, don't it feel right? And it feels good. He said, if you'll seek after that, he said, all these things shall be added unto you. Now my question to you, and as we give an invitation this morning, Sister Janice, if y'all to come to the piano and the organ,
you come get us a song ready. How much of the natural do you entertain? And how much of the spiritual do you desire? It make a difference in our heart. Brother Cook used to always say something that stuck with me. He preached the revival meetings for us in Mississippi for a lot of years. But he always said something that stuck with me. He said, whatever man you feed the most will get the strongest. If you feed the natural man the things of the world, it's going to overbear that spiritual man on the inside. The next thing you know, you're going to be weak. That spiritual is going to be weak. But he said, if you'll feed that spiritual man, if you'll feed that spiritual man spiritual food, and he said that spiritual man to get stronger and that outer fleshly man to get weaker. And I've thought about that a million times. When I began to feel like that on the insides are getting weaker, I go to eating spiritual food. And I find out that if I'll eat that food and exercise in the spiritual realm, I begin to get stronger spiritually. And then this man right here begins to get weaker and weaker and can get under subjection to the spiritual man. In the kingdom of God, this morning, which one are you entertaining? Are you entertaining the natural man too much? Because there's no desire for the spiritual. Let's stand.
Page 357.
357.